When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
We're going to say hello to Teresa Murray. She's our consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, PIRG. Hi, Teresa. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Now, you were talking to Lisa a couple of weeks ago about a potato chip recall, and you guys were hypothesizing that more recalls would stem from the milk powder involved. Turns out you were right.
Yes, indeed. We hypothesized. Lisa has kind of got to know as much about this kind of stuff as I do, especially when it comes to these domino recalls, because you can just kind of smell it coming. So, yeah, a couple weeks ago, we had talked about this big potato chip recall involving Utz Quality Foods and the Zapp's potato chips and Dirty Potato Chips, which is the brand, not a qualification. And it was recalled because there's dry milk powder from California Dairies. That's the name of the company. That they suspected had salmonella. So big recall. And so we're like, let's keep an eye on this. So sure enough, we've had a total of, I think, 10 recalls now, all stemming from this dry milk powder used in various things. Most of them are snacks, like chips, popcorn, nuts, pork rinds, things like that. Although late last week, the USDA put out an alert about pizza that has, like, seasoning on top of it. So we would recommend that people kind of stay, you know, just stay aware because, you know, like I said, Lisa's smart. You know, I'm sort of smart if I've had enough coffee, but we're not the experts on this. And here we were thinking a couple of weeks ago that there could be more. And so if your listeners have things that have a kind of seasoning, especially like a ranch seasoning, any kind of just, you know, any kind of seasoning that looks like it might be something of this, like with the dry milk powder, then maybe, you know, keep up with the news. I know you guys are really good about putting the recall alerts on your website, and particularly if someone has someone in their home who is a young child, someone who's elderly, a pregnant woman, or someone with a compromised immune system, maybe, you know, check before you eat. Even if it's something that you haven't heard about yet, it could be lurking out there.
All right. And what is the best website? Because you and Lisa are a lot more regimented than I am. Are you supposed to go to the website you're going to give us and check everything before we eat it?
Well, you know, let me talk about that for a second. With technology now, it seems like it wouldn't be that difficult because there's been a fantasy that maybe one day we will have QR codes on our package labels, and so that anytime you're taking something out of the refrigerator, out of the pantry, whatever, that you'd be able to scan the QR code with your phone, and you would immediately know whether there has been a recall on that food. I mean, that would make sense because people die from food contamination, right? Have you ever had food poisoning?
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe one time. It's not fun.
Okay, yeah. Which, you know, you make a good point that a lot of times most people who end up with some kind of contamination from salmonella, listeria, E. coli, most of the time they don't know that unless they have, like, everybody in their whole family get sick after they ate the same thing. And even if you think you got food contamination, you're probably not going to seek medical treatment unless you're really, really sick. We would like to see alerts and we would like to see the information get out to people more quickly. But for now, the people's best bet is there's two websites. It's the FDA and the USDA. And if you just use your favorite online search tool and look for FDA recalls, that the FDA handles 80% of the food that we eat, and you'll hit most of them that way. And then the other one is USDA recalls. And if you, again, just do an online search and you'll come across the official government websites, because there is another website that's called recalls.gov, but it's kind of clunky to use. And so you're better off just to go directly to the source.
Well, I'm at fda.gov/safety/recalls right now. And again, I don't know if all of these are related to the Chicago metro area, but there's so much stuff. I mean,
yes.
Pita chips, chocolate bars, sunflower seeds, banana nut muffins, and also croutons, the cheese and garlic from Kroger, which I use.
Oh, okay. Well, then you learned something today. If those have been recalled and that's the lot number or whatever,
right?
Then,
you have
you know,
to check
you want to
it.
Avoid those.
I already ate them, though, Teresa. They're already gone.
Okay. Well, I guess you didn't have any like incredible effects from it, you know. And the good news is, I mean, we would never encourage anybody to eat something that they know is contaminated. But unless you're like eating a whole bag of recalled potato chips. Or the newest things that were added to this list for the salmonella were these pizzas, which is like ranch seasoning or taco seasoning. And, you know, unless you're downing like two or three pizzas or just bags of stuff, most people are probably healthy enough to be able to not get sick from this kind of thing. So, you know, unless you're a young child or a pregnant woman or someone who's elderly or has a compromised immune system. So that's why it's always better to be safe than sorry. But I'm glad that you apparently didn't have any ill effects from what
I'm
you
I'm alive.
You're alive. She's alive.
Teresa, the QR code thing is such a fabulous idea. I mean, do you think we'll see that at some time soon?
I do. It's been thrown around for years. It's not my idea, but I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
And we certainly have the technology for it. I think more people understand QR codes than did even a couple of years ago. And because this information can't get out to people quickly enough. And so it would be a great way, just if the government would get its acting gear and these food manufacturers would get their acting gear, I think it's very doable. I mean, you know, I'm old enough to remember when food producers, food manufacturers went kicking and screaming to put nutrition labels on food in the early 90s. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we could never put like on a label how many calories there are and the sodium and the this and the that. And it's like, yes, you can. And by the way, you have to.
Yeah.
So they got over it. And this doesn't seem nearly as difficult.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. She is Teresa Murray. We're going to take a quick break. And Teresa, it's so weird. We have like kismet or something, because every time we reach out to you, it seems like there's a report that you have released. And today it's the Plain Truth 2026 Airlines Report. So we will get into that when we continue next with our consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, PIRG. She's Teresa Murray. And Teresa, before we talk about the airlines report that your group came up with today, or released, there have been some more recalls for children's step stools because of safety issues, risk of falls. Isn't that the case with any kind of step stool, to be honest with you?
Well, the answer is yes, but these particular step stools, and there have been four of them in the last few weeks, they break. They're not made well. And these are all ones that they're called tower stools, which means they're a little higher than what you might think. So it's not just like a one-step stool. It's like, oh, let's go up the tower. And these were all purchased. These are all available online. And they're not cheap, Wendy. They ranged in price from 60 to, I think the most expensive was like $130 for a stinking step stool. Yeah, and then it breaks. Because what's important here is in all of these cases, and these were products that were recalled by the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and all of these incidents involved injuries, and not just a couple, but like a couple dozen for most of these, you know, 18, 22, 25 injuries, and including some cases just bruises, but sometimes broken bones. And so these are stools that, you know, it's not just a kid falling off, like the stools break. And people can get information about product recalls by going to cpsc.gov/recalls. So it's Consumer Product Safety Commission.gov/recalls. So that's that.
All right. Well, good. Check in on that. And there's a step stool that it's a little cheap plastic one, and it's like one step, and it folds. I'm sure a lot of people have these, and you have to just make sure it's pulled out all the way, or I always fear that I am going to break my ankle or something. So definitely be careful on any kind of step stool and make sure it's done and opened like it's supposed to be. All right. So traveling, I don't really travel that much, Teresa, and I'm kind of glad because I have friends who travel all the time. Of course, we had Spirit Airlines going under, tons of flight cancellations. And now the Plain Truth 2026 Airlines Report has been released. What information do you have for us? Is it going to be terrible traveling this summer?
Well, I've had people ask me that. I don't think it's going to be any better than last year, and last year was pretty bad. So the big top-line finding from our report, and we analyze all of this data that comes from the Department of Transportation about all of the U.S.-based airlines as well as international airlines that fly into the United States, and they release all kinds of data, you know, cancellations, delays, lost baggage, all this stuff. The top-line finding that we had was that the on-time performance last year was the worst since 2014.
Jeez.
So let that sink in for a minute. Cancellations were up, delays were up, tarmac delays when you're stuck on the tarmac for 3 or 4 or 6 hours, those were up, and it was not a good year. But you're right to bring up Spirit, because what we're kind of forecasting is you got a lot of things going on, some of them in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You got Spirit that's out of business. They had like 4 to 5% of the market share. And so a lot of people who had tickets on Spirit or were planning to buy tickets on Spirit, they can't fly Spirit. They're going to go someplace else. And in addition, the FAA is requiring flight cuts to some airports, including O'Hare, 10% cut in daily flights between now and October 24th. So that's, you know, 10% is not small. And then you also have most of the major airlines that are instituting voluntary cuts because they want to have fewer flights that are fuller because of jet fuel costs, which, you know, makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
And they want to be as efficient as possible. So we are thinking that this could be a rough summer for travel. And, you know, some people, I mean, one of the big things is people who are really price conscious and maybe flew Spirit, or maybe they're just thinking about not flying like the regular economy fare, but maybe go down to like basic economy. Like United has that, American Airlines has that. The requirements are different. And then you say, okay, well, Spirit's out of business. I'm going to fly Frontier. Well, people should know you have to pay for your carry-on with Frontier. And in some of these cases with some airports, the dimensions for the carry-ons are different from airline to airline, which I think should be illegal.
Yeah.
And so it's just really important for people to plan ahead. So you said you don't have any travel plans this summer?
No, I don't. Not flying.
Did you fly someplace last year?
I haven't been on a plane in a little bit. A couple of years.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, for your colleagues or your family or friends, if they do have travel plans this summer, you might hear some complaining, some grumbling. But one of the things that we really advise people is, you know, when you're traveling someplace and you're going on vacation, you're going to a wedding, a funeral, a business trip, whatever, you got someplace you want to be. And there are a lot of things with that trip that you cannot control, but you should try to control the things you can. So there's a few things that people can do. We recommend that people download the airline's app, so you can stay up on top of notifications if your flight gets canceled or delayed.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend you put trackers in all of your bags, including your carry-on, because when flights are full, the airline is more likely to require you to gate check your carry-on so you don't get to take it on the plane and put it in the overhead bin, because that takes too much time.
Yeah.
And then we also recommend that people know that they have rights. They have all kinds of rights. You know, if the flight's canceled, or if their baggage is lost, or their wheelchair is damaged. I mean, they have all kinds of rights. You're never going to remember all of them. We have a one-stop shop guide, which is PERG.org/flight tips. So it's FLIGHTTIPS. And that's a one-stop shop for all of our tips, and all of the links to the Department of Transportation so you can actually see what's going on with some of these airlines. And then the last tip that we have for people who are traveling this summer is to be nice. Be nice to the TSA agents, to the airline workers, to the flight attendants, and to your fellow travelers, because we're all in this together.
Amen to that. Teresa, thank you so much. PIRG.org, PIRG.org. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You take care.